Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to talk to a man who has a very, very good story out there. What the hell is wrong with the Browns offense? That's the name of the article. And
glad they beat around the bush on that one.
Yeah, there was no hiding from that. We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we bring in Robert Mays, who wrote the story for The Ringer. Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. I figured I would just approach it head on. You know, it's the actual question we're all asking, so why not actually throw it out there?
No, I thought you kind of soft-shoot it a little bit. I was just All right, what is wrong with the Browns' offense? Help me, Robert, help me.
I think that the problem is that it's not one answer. They're coming at it from a lot of different directions, and that makes it even a little bit more worrying. If it was one thing, and maybe, well, if we kind of clean this up a little bit, we'll solve it, then that's okay, but that's not how it's been. You know, it's a lack of play calling continuity. It's Baker Mayfield looking lost in the pocket. It's him not being aggressive in some moments and being too aggressive in other moments, which is a problem in and of itself and one that's very complicated. I think that's a lack of attention to detail. I mean, there are moments where guys are not running the right route depths or not timing their motions correctly. Or on Antonio Callaway on that Richard Sherman interception, he breaks to the post about 6 yards earlier than he should. Richard Sherman, all he has to do is turn around. I mean, he doesn't put him in a bind whatsoever. When on the strip sack by DeForest Buckner, they have a tight end blocking Nick Bosa one-on-one. Just little things like that. It's just there's so many things going on right now that you can't just point to one thing and say, if we make this work, then we'll be fine.
Robert, let's break down a couple of things. And I'd like you to – I'll ask you about a couple of guys individually here and tell me what they can do to increase their play, their productivity, and obviously help the offense. And Baker's the obvious guy, but let's start with Odell Beckham. What's he doing well, but what can he do to help the situation?
I think, again, it's just little tiny things. I mean, with him, he was the one on the motion against the Ravens that I pointed out, where he moved so far inside on that play that he no longer creates the pick they're trying to create. So I feel like just getting the timing down better than they have, and maybe you can point to a lack of work in the offseason as to why that hasn't necessarily been synced up, but he's just one of those guys that it doesn't seem like everything's working in concert the way it should. I'm not worried about Odell Beckham. He'll be fine. You know, there are a lot of moments where he's open. Baker's missed a couple throws that he usually hits, especially to the right sideline that I was kind of surprised by. Of all the guys on that offense, he's the one that I think that as soon as everything else starts working smoothly and starts running on time, he'll be the Odell Beckham we've always come to know him as.
Robert, I think my favorite line of the piece is the only teams that have been worse than Cleveland on offense are either A, fired their coach as of 5 a.m. on Monday, B, employed a starting quarterback who has mono, or C, are trying to lose as many games as possible. It doesn't get much bleaker than that. And when I read that, I was like, oh, man, that there's a sense of reality to what you're saying there that is really bothersome if you're a Browns fan.
Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things where that reality is why this is so shocking to me. Because let's say the Browns are the 16th best offense in the league right now. Let's say they're 20th. Okay. I mean, sometimes the first-year head coach, second-year quarterback, you're going to have some growing pains. You're going to have some ebbs and flows. It's the nature of progressing as a franchise and as an offense. But to be this bad after being as good as they were at the end of last season – it's not as if they were just pretty good last year. Now, during the second half of the year, they were the second most efficient offense in the NFL next to the Chiefs. So that's the drop-off, and the precipitous nature of that is which makes this so bewildering.
Okay, let me ask you about a couple of other guys, and it's the two guys who are the keys. Freddie, again, going back to last year, and Baker. Has Baker regressed? Has everything else brought his play down? Is Freddie calling the same type of game and just getting different results because the players aren't doing the job? Where does that whole dynamic go, Robert?
I think that Baker has regressed a little bit. I feel like some of the bad habits he had last season that didn't necessarily bite him have started to bite him. Well, last year, I asked Freddie in the offseason, I said, you guys got a lot of your big plays late in downs when Baker was extending out of structure. I was like, do you feel comfortable with that? Or would you like more of your production to be within the offense this year? And he kind of shrugged it off. He's like, no, I mean, that's how you get a lot of big plays. So this year, Baker's kind of inclination to extend and to try to create something later in the down has really come out in a bad way. Because one, he's holding onto the ball way too long, just way too long, and not hitting throws when they're there and not getting rid of the ball on time within structure. Two, he's drifting. You notice how he does that all the time where he's drifting out to his right the moment he feels pressure? Yeah. It was a tick before. I mean, it's just, again, it's a bad habit. But now it's turned into a full-blown problem. And teams are scheming for it. Now, the 49ers did this a lot where they would slant the end inside and the tackle around because they know that would kind of lure him to move outside because he thinks he has room. And then the tackle would be right there with no one to block him. So it's become such an ingrained part of his game that defenses are actually planning for it. I think if you watch Baker right now, he just looks like he's seeing ghosts. He's hearing footsteps. He's really uncomfortable doing everything they ask him to do. It's not as if he's inaccurate now or he's a less talented quarterback. That throw to Beckham against the Jets, that type of thing is incredible. He even had one against the Niners down the left sideline that eventually fell incomplete, but it was beautiful. When he really lets it rip, you still see Baker Mayfield, but it's just the lack of comfort that I think is the problem. When it comes to Freddie, I just think that the concepts don't fit together well enough, and some of the individual concepts are flawed. You know, I think that they really need to tweak some of their protection packages because Baker rarely has an outlet. He rarely has a check down because the back is part of the protection, and I think that's a result of them being scared about the offensive line. But it's accomplishing the exact opposite of thing that they wanted to do because now Baker's trying to push the ball downfield instead of getting rid of it when he should. So I just think, again, one hand washes the other. So many of these things are linked together.
Robert, I want to hang on to this interview for a second. We're getting a little bit of Morse code coming in while you're talking. We're going to hang up. We're going to call you back in like 3 seconds here, and then we're going to bring you back on the line. So Robert Mays is going to rejoin us here in a second. And, of course, his story, and I'm telling you, go read it. It's at the Ringer, ringer.com. And, you know, it's really in depth when it comes to breaking down everything that you're talking about or everything that you're seeing with the Browns. And, you know, he's talking a lot about Baker Mayfield and what we saw last year compared to what we're seeing this year. Like, even he wrote the part, as a rookie, many of Mayfield's best plays came when he took deep shots down the field. His aggressiveness was his strength that was helped fueled one of the league's best deep passing games. But, you know, we sit here and we ask ourselves, where is that deep passing game? So now we've reestablished the line. Hopefully the Morse code is gone, and he's back on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Robert, you know, we talk a little bit more about some of the other things going on here. How much can you attribute to playing stronger teams like the Rams or the Niners when we look at the ineffectiveness of the Browns' offense?
I don't think that's it. I think that's part of the problem, but I also just think that these are inherent to them independent of the opponent right now. Just because it doesn't matter who they're playing. Even against the Jets, you see this stuff come out. The results are a little bit better, but it still doesn't solve the problems that are kind of just by definition part of this offense right now. Even against a team like the Ravens, it's not playing very good defense. You still see some of it creep up in the passing game. So maybe that's part of the issue when it comes to wins and losses and results. But I think the overall process right now is flawed no matter who the opponent is.
So your opponent is Seattle, then you have New England. These are not the two teams you want to straighten out your offense against. So if you're Freddie Kitchens, how are you going to approach these things, Robert?
I think that against Seattle, you really have to make sure you're getting the ball out on time because their pass rush isn't great, but the way they use Jadeveon Clowney is exactly how a team can attack Baker Mayfield right now. Because he's all over the place and because he's attacking from so many different areas, I think he's going to be that floating defender that ends up picking Baker off if he starts to drift out of the pocket or hold the ball, things like that. So I feel like with the Seahawks right now, it's just get the ball out quick. 1-2-3, gone. Or play action, he has defined reads to make sure this is where it's going. I have to get it out right now. That's the biggest issue, period. But I think against the Seahawks, it's particularly troubling. Against the Patriots, it's going to be all about that attention to detail stuff. Because they're going to play a lot of man, I assume, if that's what they like to do. There's a chance they play more zone and kind of spin safeties and try to confuse Baker because he's had trouble with that. But if they play man and you're trying to use those rub routes and those crossing routes and everything else, that's about precision. And they have not had that precision this season. So I think against those two teams, those are the two things I'd throw out there.
All right, Rob, we got about a minute left here. Help me fix this then. Okay, so give me, and I know I just kind of want to put it in a nice little tight package here. Tell me how the Browns can fix this and move forward.
I just think it's about quicker throws right now. I think it's almost like when you're a three-point shooter and you need to hit a free throw before you can come step back and start hitting threes again when you're in a slump. I think Baker needs to make some free throws. I think they need to hit some slants and some flats and some real, just some curls, some throws that just get the ball out of his hands so he can feel himself play within rhythm. That's the number one thing. I always think more play action is the answer for an offense. I think that's part of this. I think that they need to really concentrate on getting the backs out into routes more in order to give him an outlet. And I think the number one person that this leans on right now outside of Freddie Kitchen and Baker Mayfield is Ryan Woodley. I think that he really needs to start honing in on some of this stuff that is fundamental to what Baker is doing wrong. And if those three guys can kind of start working on that and just start making things easier on him right now rather than trying to get everything all at once, I think that's the quickest route to solving this.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say, if there's a percentage of trying to, on the fix, outside of Baker himself, that offensive line, to me, still, I don't know that there's a way for John Dorsey to fix it right now. And so, I'm trying to figure out how that offensive line is going to get better every week. You see where I'm going with that?
They play well enough to me right now. They're not good. They're not good by any stretch. They have bad players, especially on the right side. But there are worse offensive lines that make do in the NFL right now. I think a huge part of their protection issues lies on the quarterback and how long he's holding onto the ball. The offensive line, when you're not a good offensive line, can only block for so long. There are moments where that pocket collapses and it's on them, but I think it's way overblown how bad they've been. If you look at the team like Seattle, Seattle's offensive line is significantly worse than the Browns' offensive line right now. Seattle doesn't have nearly the talent that the Browns do, especially on that left side. They have one guy, and they make it work. It's not an issue for them because they're getting rid of the ball so quickly. You need to make sure you can mitigate the offensive line when your offensive line isn't great, not do everything you can to make them worse like they have been all year.
Robert, appreciate your time. Awesome stuff, especially at the end there about the offensive line, because I think that kind of goes against what Browns fans are seeing. But you know what? We'll get a chance to compare this Sunday when they take on Seattle, especially based on what you just said. So, hey, thank you. We'll go to the Ringer. We'll make sure we read all your stuff. And great story, and we just highly recommend everybody go see that or go read that story at the Ringer.
I really appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, so Robert Mays, nice enough to join us from the Ringer. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ooh, Jeff, that last.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.